This is a delayed publish of episode 10, but it was recorded live with our friends from Test Depth, Allison, Josh, and Daniel. And if you guys remember, this was when we went live on Instagram and the Facebook page and on the Test Depth social media accounts also. This is also the famous episode in which the discussion revolving tramp stamp tattoos make their way into a GoFundMe for Brian, in which we raised $500 in about a week for Brian to get his tramp stamp. So it's a good lesson. It's fun. There was trivia. And I hope you guys enjoy it. This is Sailing Sticks Podcast. Parham, can they hear you talking onto the Facebook Live?
It depends. If you have audio coming out of your computer that's streaming Facebook Live, then yes, they can hear me.
Okay. All right. Cool. Hey, Facebook. Again, we don't know what the fuck we're doing. Facebook, can you hear Test Depth when they talk?
Test Depth, Test Depth, Test Depth. I feel like.
All right, we're good. Yeah, they can hear you.
Okay, cool. I think I need to upgrade my background decor because you guys got a whole thing going on, and I got a curtain and a poster of mountains.
We don't got any budget, man. It is what it is.
But heck yeah, dude. Thank you guys for joining us. This is the Sailors and Sticks Test Depth collaboration. It's been fun. It's been a long time coming. We got a few things going on tonight. We got prizes that we're giving away. We got Sailors and Sticks, actually, you guys go ahead and talk about some of the prizes that you guys got to give out today.
So shout out to Scallywags for coming through big on this one. We got packs of cigars to give. We got cutters, lighters, and some of our own swag. We got koozies, hats, and stickers and patches and stuff.
All right, so Brian's not very much a TV guy there. But there's a big-ass TV there. We got this on. So here you go, guys. We got packs of cigars. We've got this Scallywags set up here with the hat.
Dope.
Yep.
Sailors and Sticks shit.
Another pack here.
We got shirts with stickers and
koozies.
Oh yeah.
Yep. So we got a few things going on here.
Yeah. Thanks, Nick, for hooking me up.
Yeah.
All right, cool. And we got some swag coming in from 15 Fathoms. So all you sub diver type people out there, you're gonna get some 15 Fathoms swag as well. And we got some Test Depth gear to give you guys as well. So we can't wait to get into those trivia questions. Hope to make a lot of people happy this evening. But other than that, let's see. Quick update about us. Let's see. Test Depth, we're continuing growing, getting bigger every day. We got some products that had to slow down in manufacturing last month or a couple months ago, but we're still rolling those out. So we got the hoodies coming, we got the long sleeves coming, we got the t-shirts coming, and we are in the works of a flag too. I think you guys might have seen the flag design that Test Depth with the submarine on it. So we got that flag coming out too. Other than that, guys, we're trying to continue to give you guys what you want. We're trying to make something for the submarine community out there because everybody and their mama's got something going on, but submariners don't. So we're trying to do that. What you guys got going on, Sailors and Sticks?
All right, yeah. So we're transitioning here a little bit because Brian's getting ready to go to Guam in 2 weeks.
Peace out.
This is going to be real hard when we do that.
Like, we don't know what we're doing, but now we're like really gonna not know what we're doing. 10,000 miles away, 18 hours or whatever to the part. But we're really trying to get a better, make our apparel and stuff more accessible to everybody. It's kind of a pain in the butt. I tried doing the eBay page,
And it just didn't seem to really move that fast. It seems a lot faster when we hit up the Facebook group and ask people just to basically send us messages. But when the Warfighter Tobacco guy was out here, he spoke to me and Brian a couple months ago. He put us on this third-party company that can kind of handle all that. So we're trying. We hear you guys. We're trying to make it streamline this more with what we can do. Now that we're not COVID grounded anymore in Hampton Roads, we are looking for getting a couple smoke sessions together. Still don't want to get it too big. You know, eventually we would like to go somewhere. So I know Dave Phillips is working something on the side for something in Suffolk. We've got a couple of a small group of guys are going to be coming over to my house next week. But we would like to really kind of maybe get to like a brewery or something and someone that can host as many as possible. I know that
that Suffolk spot looks dope too, by the way.
And I know our guys in Groton have been doing some stuff. Yep. I appreciate the
Gary
guys
Stevenson.
I appreciate the guys out in Hawaii that are they've been doing that Zoom call every Sunday. I promise I eventually will figure out how to fucking log on to it. It's just busy. It's hard on Sundays. That's what she said. But anyway, yeah, man, we're just kind of rolling along here. And as you guys saw, we hit 1,000 members a couple weeks ago. We're pretty excited about that.
Oh, yeah.
And whatnot. And again, we just want to rep, you know, not the Submariners, but just the Navy in general and the guys that like to enjoy smoked cigars.
Heck yeah, dude. That sounds...
You guys should make like chapters for all these different places that you guys
for real. For real.
Like tons of anarchy and shit.
Yeah. You guys, the Groton chapter.
Norfolk.
Ryan could start up the Guam chapter.
Norfolk OG. Yeah.
Yeah. I was telling Brian earlier, I was like, he's going to Guam and they got a horse and cow out there. And how sick would it be if we could do something out there in Guam?
Yeah, man.
We had the time to.
Hit me up.
That shit would be dope. But yeah, that sounds freaking awesome. You guys are making moves. And I know for the test up guys out there, they follow our page on Facebook. We're not very active on Facebook. But if that's something that works out better for you guys, please let us know. Like, feel free to contact us at any point in time and provide us with like feedback of a better way to reach you. But other than that, shit. What? Let me go to this dope story that someone sent in earlier. We asked you guys to send in sea stories, so I guess we'll roll out the red carpet first, and then you guys can share one of the sea stories you guys got. So I'm not gonna say who they're from, and I'm gonna keep in mind I'm just reading it straight from the messages, so you may have to like elaborate or try to like read context clues on your own. But anyway, here we go. So someone wrote in to us this right here. So, there we are, bow west, going on our second deployment of the year. We were weeks in our transit to do God's work, flowing along at all to the OPLIM, op limit. Sea wolves are quick, and we were the fucking tip of the spear. We were so damn good. Just ask us. We had the typical complacency bullshit talk at the pre-watch brief, but who gives a damn about complacency when you're cruising along with the SCS and auto and there's a grade A bullshit session happening over at ship's control. Our captain had a hard on for the OOD, and I swear to God, he fucked with him more than anyone else. Our section was fucking lit, but Jesus, we were unprofessional as fuck. So one mid-watch, unbeknownst to us, the CO rolled off into maneuvering and ordered the throttle shut. I had just gotten relieved as the chief of the watch to do some mid-watch nonsense in radio. About 20 minutes goes by, maybe more. We were real deep into shooting the shit when the RMOW says, "Hey, chief, why the fuck are we going so slow?" So I look at the display, and sure enough, same depth, but 5 knots. I didn't hear a bell change. Weird, I thought. This is the moment I realized something was amiss. So as any good RMC, I called the chief of the watch to ask what was up. About that time, I heard the phone ring over the open mic. I heard the very distinguished voice of the CO. QMOW, report ship speed. Or quartermaster of the watch, report ship speed. Pause. You know that moment where you done fucked up? This was that moment for the officer of the deck and the sonar sub and the contact manager and the dive and the helm. Oh, and the quartermaster of the watch. No one had noticed. Not one fucking soul. Instantaneously, we all knew what had just happened. My ass was not about to go in control. and watch this face raping of the entire control room. So I stayed in radio and waited for one of two things, the CEO's "you fucking guy" speech or the chief of the watch to call and tell me that they needed reliefs. The latter likely wasn't going to happen until after the caption, after the captain gave his spill and asked the dive if he had anything to say or any lessons learned. And this motherfucker told a pissed off captain of the world's most advanced submarine, apparently I had a set trim, you know, since speed, had a little effect on the angle and the, or the planes. Then the phone rang and I knew I had to get my ass out there to relieve the watch because some folks was about to get a few extra hours off. And that was the time the ROW almost saved the day, but seconds too slow. An entire control room watch team was relieved 5 hours into mid-watch.
Michael Altraga says he loves watching a good face rape.
Dude, you got to love those moments. Dude, that shit sounds fucking crazy. Like, I couldn't even imagine being the chief of the watch or the dive in that moment.
No. Anybody on watch. There's so many people that could have caught that.
So I've seen doing something similar, but with course change, seeing it was on my boat, and they would see how far off they could get before someone would realize it. You just do,
Know, just I think Dan knows that all too well.
I have never done that.
That's bullshit, bro. That's fucking bullshit. That I remember.
Like I'm falling asleep and shit.
God. I think there was rough seas one time. You know how the ship will roll, like probably like have you going 15 degrees left or port or starboard off course every now and then. And so when you're sitting there on the surface for so long, you just kind of don't even pay attention to it. And then you get like knocked over. And then you realize you're like 120 degrees off course. Yeah. You're like,
hell, mark your head. And you're like, and you're trying to turn back on course. And then you're like,
I would have been looking at the AFTOW like, hey, why didn't you mark the... the change in, like, why is there no, like, changes on the plot?
Yeah, there's, like a whole separate dude to do that job now.
Yeah.
Oh, man. You guys got a good story from one of you guys?
I got one on Instagram, and it made me laugh fucking hard. But, so, he starts off, first time down in Pecan, first time doing a strip club. My buddy says, we're taking you out. So, they catch a pregame at Hooters. And then they catch the duty van to the inner thigh, a good spot. Before we went in, we head to the ATM across the street to get some cash, as any good sailor would do. As we start walking, my buddy takes off his pants and just shits on the drive-thru at the ATM. It says, mind you, there was a guy using it at the time, so there he was. Pants, one leg. Balls out, leaning on an ATM, asking for something to wipe with. All I had was receipts, and our other buddy came out of nowhere with a dirty shop rag he found next to a dumpster. his buddy cleans himself up, and he says, are we good to go? And he says, yeah, I'm solid. He turns around, he's wearing white khaki shorts, and he had a huge shit stain on his pants. It was that time he was dubbed Shit Stain Blaine, and he went to the club like he owned it.
Shit Stain Blaine. I want to meet this guy.
Oh, man.
We had a guy in boot camp named Skidmark. This doesn't matter, his last name. Nobody's going to identify this guy, but his last name was Bumburger. And so we would walk around the compartment. You know how you pass out laundry and you just walk and laughs the whole entire time? So every now and then you'd pull out some drawers and it'd have like a fucking shit stain on it. And sure enough, no matter who it was, I was pulling out the drawers, they'd be like, whose is this? Look at it. And it was fucking Bumburgers. Oh, God, dude. It was
fucking Bumburger.
They used to have a streak of the week, we'd call it. So like whoever...
Freak of the week.
Bruh, people are nasty.
You know, our fucking laundry POs told me straight up at the end of boot camp, they're like, when you know how they do the like tell the truth at the end where you won't get in trouble?
Yeah.
They were like, yeah, we like stopped doing laundry like 3 weeks ago. We just threw everyone's shit in the dryer and gave it back.
I was a laundry PO.
Did you ever do that?
Oh yeah, all the time.
They're wondering why everyone's getting sick as fucking boot camp. Because no one's watching anything.
Man, no, cheaters for life.
Got to struggle to that spot. We skated in the laundry room, man. We slept, and you had the bars like where you could hang the laundry from, so you could do pull-ups. So we'd just be in there doing pull-ups and taking naps.
Clearly, you didn't get worked out enough in boot camp.
Yeah, right.
Extra fucking pull-ups.
He was in an 800 division too, so like I don't know why he's doing more PT.
that's why you failed.
Doing that low blow.
You wore yourself out doing pull-ups, and you couldn't do your swim.
Yeah. So is cheaters like the spot across, like, well known across the entire submarine force or something?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Horse and cow.
I mean, you gotta go there if you go to Pecan. You can't.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely went there.
Do you guys remember when we went to Pecan and the chop got us the fucking hotel right across from that strip club?
And they were like,
said we weren't supposed to go to.
Yeah, they were like, don't go to Cheaters, and we're staying right next to Cheaters.
Yeah, the Holiday Inn over there.
Yeah, guess who was in Cheaters? Not
everyone.
The rest of the boat.
Yes. I can't talk about that night, but some awesome shit went down. Oh shit. Shit. I'm feeling like giving away a prize. You guys want to give away a prize?
Sure. You guys want to take the first one?
Sure. All right. This prize is for. Do we have any viewers in there right now?
We got 10 people watching us, holding it down.
It's been all right.
Yeah, it's been going like 10 to 14, but we're about to give away some shit, so come back on.
All right, so whoever answers first, whoever they tell me gets this answer right first is going to get this prize. Okay. And the prize is, should I save it to the end or like tell them what they're trying to go for?
Tell them what they're trying to go for.
Yeah.
They're trying to go for a brand new Test Dev Trucker hat.
What color?
Whatever they want. OD green, black and white. All right. So this person said the popular phrase only on the Midwatch podcast, leadership is like theater.
Got it. But I can't guess.
Who is it? Who got it?
Is Armand still on? He would know.
I know, right? He'd know.
So the question on Facebook out there, if y'all didn't hear, is what guest on the Test Step podcast where they said that leadership is like the, if you can answer via typing the answer
on Facebook
on the Facebook screen, then you're gonna win. People are still talking about Pecan.
They're still talking about strippers.
They're still talking about strippers.
Yeah, man. You lost them.
Who said it, Dan?
It looks like on Instagram Live, Jesse, she doesn't know his last name, but she said, was it the CO?
Yes, she said, was it the captain, but they don't know his last name.
I guess you better get on our podcast real quick.
Armand got it?
Oh!
Armand said, JP, he got it.
Oh, shit.
All right. I told you he was going to get it.
Armand, you just want a Test Step Trucker hat.
The deal with that is, if we send you the hat, you got to send us a watch. So,
that's a fair trade.
Mike Harrison got it too, but
you're a little late, Mike.
You're late, Mike.
First loser.
Yeah. Now everybody's chiming in. Yeah, everybody's coming in. Armand, you're the winner.
Yep, you got it. The people's cat. Yeah, it's going through now. Yeah.
There's more coming up, everybody. There's more.
All right. Yeah, we got a ton of stuff to give away. All right, you guys got the next one.
All right, we want to give away another prize? I got it. All right, go ahead.
All right. On a recent Sailors and Sticks podcast, Nick and Brian discussed iconic cigar smokers. Who did Nick say and what did Brian say?
Oh, that's a good one.
What are we giving away?
You guys. I don't even want to play. I don't know what I'm winning.
It's a five pack.
I gotta open. It's a five pack of cigars from Scallywags. It's called Seek and Select.
Yep.
Are those hand rolled?
We got a cutter and a sticker in here and some Scallywag stickers too. So
yeah,
all a bunch of stuff.
So on the podcast, Nick and Brian talked about Famous Smokers. Nick said something. Brian said something.
I wish I had my phone so I could see this chat.
Why are we talking?
I'm getting told that Instagram Live is echoing.
Yeah.
I hear echoing out of this computer too. We have nobody. Apparently, only 7 people listen to our podcast.
David Phillips says he remembers it being a big uproar.
It was.
Oh, Brian, Harrison got one.
Yep. Mike. Okay. So what was next? All right. Between David and Harrison, who can remember what I said? I know Mike's going to remember. It's going to take him a minute to type.
Hey, real quick, if the echoing is too bad, guys, it might be best if you can join Sailors and Sticks Facebook Live, because there's nothing that I can do more for Instagram. It's the audio that's coming out for Facebook Live so that Facebook Live guys can hear it. So if the echoing is too unbearable, if you can, just join the Facebook Live.
All right, so Mike got it.
Mike Harrison?
No, the other Mike. Hold on.
Mike Rincon?
No.
There's
like fucking
87
Mike.
The other Mike.
Oh.
Mike Lowry.
Mike
Lowry.
Yeah. All right.
So
Mike.
I ain't
gotta
say that name. He bought some shit before. I recognize that.
Al Trogi. So this guy. Nuke Mike. Yeah. Got him. Mike, you won.
Yay, Mike.
Michael Lowry.
Let's hear another sea story. I want to hear another sea story.
All right. I'll let you guys share another one if you have another one.
I already told someone one I got, so somebody else go.
I ain't got none.
You ain't got any?
All right. So nobody.
I can pull one off of our Instagram. Hang on.
All right. So while you're pulling that up, I'll go. So real quick. So I don't. This one from me. This is something that happened to me actually. So I was on the Asheville, and I was a first lieutenant. And first lieutenant gets to get the toilet paper on board the submarine, right? So we left San Diego, and we had a full loadout of whatever that was. We pull into Guam. We did the Guam thing for a little bit, and so I told the decorative guys and supplies, like, hey, go get, you know, pick a number. Go get 10 boxes of toilet papers, toilet paper boxes. Jason, hold on a second. Jason Pitt says the echo is out of control. If you're not talking, you probably need to mute. That's from the captain.
Yeah, that's the people's captain said that.
Yeah.
Aye, sir. Roger that, sir.
Yeah, we said yes. You know, I wonder if it's this phone because it sits on the laptop. Let me put this away.
Let me use this bottle. We'll try getting the phone off the computer and see if that works.
I'm already hearing less echo.
Jason, does that help? Test 1, 2, 3. Echo.
Echo.
Gary left us. He said the echo is out of control. I'm leaving.
we got no feedback of that. Fix it.
He said, I'm taking my submarine and going home.
He said a little, not really fixing it. No problem.
A little, so it might not be just me. So I don't know. A little better. People are saying it's a little bit better. Did you find one, Josh?
I'll just mute myself when I'm not talking.
Okay.
I got a C story if you guys are looking for one.
Yeah, go for it.
All right, cool. So, again, I'm not going to share who.
you might be reading the one I was about to read.
Probably. But a lot of people are going to know who this is. When we were in Scotland, I went to get my fish tattooed. They were my first tat. And I went to that Evermore tattoo shop that Keller, Slater, and I think Canuck went to. I was asking Carter about getting tats, and he told me, don't pay attention to the colors because it all works out in the end. And I trusted that. So we go to the shop, and I brought silverfish and handed them to the artist and said, yeah, I got. And he said, yeah, I got this. So I lay down. He does the outline and then starts filling. As he finishes, one dolphin, he goes, Do you want the water gold too? And I flipped.
Oh, shit.
I went, gold too? It's not supposed to be gold at all. And Carter heard me flip from the waiting room and ran back and died laughing. Then the artist covered it up, but it still shows a little bit. And then Carter ran back out and told everyone, but you, I guess, because I didn't know this story.
It was pretty obvious when he came back to the boat with goldfish.
He says, and then the captain and the XO asked me if they should save a seat for me in the wardroom.
Yeah. Oh, man. That's good.
That's a good-ass shot, by the way. I got tattooed there.
Yeah, they did a lot of good work for a lot of dudes.
Me and Slater did not go there. We went to, it was actually a barber shop, and in the basement of the barber shop is just one tattoo artist. It was actually really nice and clean. It was a legit place. It sounds sketchy. Just saying.
Not sketchy at all.
But it was this one. It's called Josh. His name is Josh Kerr. He does some sick work. I think I might go back to Scotland just to get tatted by him.
Josh, don't you have a funny story about a TM on our boat that may or may not have gone into a certain kind of club, and then you hear a loud noise? And
Okay, yeah. So we're in Greece, and this guy, I'm with two friends on Liberty, and this is my first port. I just got my fish, and I went, and we're all drinking at the like a little American Alley spot where they have all the restaurants and stuff on the water. And my one of the, he's like arguing with his wife actually on the phone the whole time. Don't worry, they're divorced now, so this story doesn't matter. he's arguing
it's
with his wife.
A good intro.
Yeah. The whole time, and he's all sad and pissed off. We're getting drunk, and probably at like right at dusk, it's got starting to get dark, and he's like, hey man, I want to find some hookers. Okay. I don't know like where to find them, but we could probably like ask somebody. So he starts walking around and asking locals. And he like uses his hands a lot to like as if they can't like speak English. But like everybody in Greece speaks English. So man, he's like, funny. Where can I find the hoes, the whores? I was like, oh my God, this is so fucking embarrassing. Eventually, he finds some random guy, and the guy's like, yeah, follow me. So now we're following this random stranger through alleys to find whores. And he brings us to this spot, and there's like a couple houses, and one of them literally has a red light over the door. I was like, I think we're in the right spot. So we're like, thanks, man. So we go into this house with a red light over the door, and there's like
sketch.
An old there's this old lady. She's probably like 50 or 60, not that that's that old, but it's this older lady that's clearly not who we're there to see. She's like, come in, sit down. There's a couch right there, and like he's like,
so this is like, an establishment.
Yes, this is like a professional, like like a mama-san? Like,
oh yes.
Yeah.
Mama-san.
Yeah. So we all sit down, and the chick comes down, and she's like, all right, who's coming? And I was like, not me. Like, so I'm sitting there like holding my backpack that I brought with me, like, this is fucking stupid. So she takes him upstairs. And we're sitting down there. Me and my other buddy were bullshitting on the couch for like 15, 20 minutes. And then we hear, doo, 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 doo. upstairs from up, like right above us. And we're like, I look at my other buddy and I'm like, that was weird. And then like 10 seconds later, we hear him burst out of the room, no shirt on, pulling his pants on. And he's like, we gotta go, we gotta go, we gotta go. And I was like, well, okay. So I just jumped up and we all ran out. And we like run up the street like 2 or 3 blocks. And I was like, dude, what the fuck? And he's like, bro, after I finished, this dude came out of the closet and then pulled a knife on me and told me to give him all my shit. And I was like, I was like, no fucking way. He's like, yeah, man. So I jumped up and I threw him on the ground, grabbed all my stuff, and then just left. I was like, what the fuck? I don't know if I believe him or not, honestly, because it sounds ridiculous. But
that's crazy.
Yeah, he almost got jumped for all this stuff for going to see one of the lays of the night.
Hey, on Instagram, Jesse Barnes asked, please tell me you guys know someone with a fish tramp stamp. And I do. Yeah. There was a dude on the first boat, you guys are on 88s, and out of 21 men, there's that little head right there.
Yeah.
One of the first times, once I made it to 21 man berthing, when I made first, the dude came out from the shower or whatever, and I was like, kind of like rubbed my eyes. I was like, is that real?
Did I really just see that?
I was like, did I just see that? So, yes.
I wonder how many people have a fish tramp stamp.
I bet you there's a lot.
I bet there's a lot, too. Yeah. Hey, there's too many clowns on submarines.
What's your price to get a fish tramp stamp? How much money would it take you?
To be honest, free.
Brian, if you paid for it, Brian would get it tomorrow. Free.
Yeah.
They're going to be cool. It's not going to be.
All right. So let's start a GoFundMe for Brian's fish tramp stamp.
Exactly. I want to see this happen. Exactly.
I kind of want Brian to get one now. Because, Brian's, such a social media whore. And, he's got all these, followers, like Kim Kardashian. And he's like a influencer.
I would get one.
If he got one.
Yo, Hong Kong no shitter. If you guys start the GoFundMe, please start the GoFundMe, actually. And let's get Brian to get a Dolphins tramp stamp.
I'll start the GoFundMe tonight, and I'll put it on the Sailors and Sick Facebook page.
I'm donating.
Oh, my God.
Someone listening has to make this happen. We'll share it. We'll make it happen. It's what the people want. Let's do it.
That's right. This is happening. I hope you're ready. You better figure out which kind of dolphins you want.
I guess it's happening.
Because it's going to be on the small of your back for the rest of your life. Every time you go to bend down.
We're going
to
get more money for that than the Bonhomme Richard, man. That's what's going
to
fucking
nut. Is that how you say that? I couldn't. You remember when I was trying to say that name? Bonhomme Richard?
Yeah.
I said Bonhomme Richard like 2 times.
I got I got kind of a funny.
Armand says, you know somebody, ETC blank, that joint was straight up unicorn colors.
I wonder if it's the ETC I know.
I think that's what I'm thinking.
Redacted? Redacted.
Yeah, it got redacted, if you will.
What were you saying, Dan? You were talking about...
I got kind of a funny C story about the same alleyway that Josh and his cohort ended up in. So kind of my Liberty group, we had a couple guys that wanted to go seek out the ladies of the night. And so I'm like, okay. And there was 3 of us, me and 2 other people in the group that either had a girlfriend or were married. So we're like, all right, we'll just go and we'll just kind of be like, look after you guys while you're doing your thing. And anyway, I had to pee really bad. The CS that led us there, it was a CS that led us there, knew right where it freaking was. Like, to a T. He led us right. He's like, yeah, take a left, right. And I'm like, dude, how do you fucking know this? Jesus. And we ended up right there. And just like Josh said, it was the same port, same deployment. I was super nub. I was on board for like a month when we hit this port. And, like Josh said, you had the red lights over the freaking door. And the person that I was chaperoning, if you will, and you guys know him. He's an advocate for Sailors and Sticks. I'm not going to say his name. And he's big on test depth. He's on social media too.
But he's 6'1". He weighs 175 pounds. He's got a freckle underneath his leg.
And I went in with him, and he came like he went in, and then he came right back out with like a grin on his face. And I'm like, dude, that quick? And he's like, you know. And I'm like, well, whatever. I'm not gonna mention his name. I want to really bad. But,
was it like less than 2 minutes?
Oh, dude, yeah, like 30 seconds. Well, anyway, I had to pee really bad. So we came out. We're like in the alley. We came out and I had to pee. I was like, I wonder if one of these people let me like use their bathroom or whatever. So I like went. I went in and I was like, bathroom, you know, can I use the bathroom? And they kept pointing at this freaking corner. And I was like, what? And they're like, point. And then I was like, no, like bathroom. And then finally I understood what they wanted me to piss in their sink. In like this weird corner, and I was like, nah, like I don't know about. And it was like, it's like, I, and they kept like nudging me, like the Russian lady kept like nudging me towards it. I was like, oh, this is fucking weird. So anyway, I go back out. I was like, I'll just piss in the alley. Well, I go to piss in the alley, and all of a sudden I hear this Russian lady screaming at me, and she's chasing me with a freaking broom out of the freaking alley. And I'm like, holy shit. And I take off and we got the hell out of there. And before she caught me.
All because you wouldn't pee in a sink?
Yeah, but I was used to it, you know, because like my granny used to chase me with a broom if I pissed her off. So.
Hey, we have a story that's on our Facebook. It's Jim from McMurray. Jim McMurray, our Coast Guard
grandfather.
Yeah, our Coast Guard guy.
Adopted dad.
He said, I heard a great story from a Navy E5 who wanted to get a large temporary tattoo on his back. He and his friends went to an event in Key West while his ship was in Florida. He paid the lady and asked for a Weber grill and a beer on his back. His friends paid her more and had her put a large penis with veins on his back.
I swear to God, if any of my friends would have done that.
Oh, God. I would rock it. Go to the beach.
Giant dick on your back.
Hey, I mean, if Brian's GoFundMe is successful, who knows what it's going to be?
I really want to start that right now to see how many people are going to get him this tattoo.
You're sitting there with him, you're sitting with Brian, and you're like, he's like, yeah, this is what I want. You pull him to the side, like, okay, but here's $1,000 to put what.
Yeah, I'm going to hide that from Brian. Yeah. He doesn't know how much we have to spend. Oh, man.
Let's do another giveaway.
All right, you got it. You got it, Josh.
I don't have any of the stuff with me.
No, you just got the trivia question.
Okay, well, show them what we're giving away.
Got this lighter and cutter pack from Scallywags. Thanks again. Everything comes with a Scallywag sticker and a Sailor's Mistake sticker, and that's this package is a lighter and a cutter. So we'll give that away.
Heck yeah.
All right. I bet you guys thought this was going to be submarine or military related. It's not going to be. It's going to be, well, someone's definitely going to get this. It's all about who's going to go fastest because it's really easy to find. And I'm sure everyone's just going to Google it as soon as I say it. What is Fergie's real name?
Oh, man. Fergie.
I used to know this.
I think it's Fergie Fur, I think is what.
Fergie Ferg, yes. That's right.
Fergie's her stage name. What is Fergie's real name?
Yeah.
Fergalicious.
Fergalicious.
Yep.
Anybody know what Fergie's first name is?
Armand Owen says, I'm changing our charitable donation for the watch sales to this GoFundMe. God damn it. Everybody's fucking being an asshole now.
Get that transit. Yeah, you've been complaining about getting out of COVID jail, yeah. Getting a tattoo. We got you, homie.
Dude, you are about to get the biggest dolphins tattooed just above your butt crack.
David Phillips.
Stacey Ann Ferguson.
That's correct.
David nice. Phillips, you win.
Congrats.
Yeah, it's a pretty dope lighter and cutter here. We'll get it to you, brother. You're close by.
I was sitting here like yesterday trying to find like cool submarine freaking trivia questions. That's you're true. Like, what's Fergie's real name?
Like, What was the first nuclear powered submarine?
I have another submarine one, but I wanted to get that one out.
Okay. Fair enough.
Go ahead. Oh, the next prize is going to be, yeah, the next prize is going to be for a challenge coin and two test depth t-shirts. The test depth with the test depth across the chest and then the logo tee.
There you go.
Okay.
You got
Can you show it? Have it with you?
Not in this room right now.
Sorry. Okay, yeah, it's a submarine question. Armand, you're not allowed to answer this one.
Armand, you're not allowed to answer.
Armand's got the best internet.
Okay, what was the first submarine to circumnavigate the globe?
Ooh, no.
Wow.
Good one.
These colors don't run.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it was the Helena, but I'm biased.
First submarine.
I wonder who's going to win this.
What's up, Mark Wilson? Hey, so Dave Phillips says Nautilus. Richard Bread says Triton.
Triton.
Oh, Triton's right. Triton's right.
All right. Richard, you got it.
All right. You got two test up t-shirts and a challenge coin headed your way. What was the name again?
Richard. Richard, send us your address so we can forward it over to the test up guys.
What's Richard's last name?
White one.
Oh, you can just send it to me in a message.
Yeah, I'll send it to you.
I think it was Bonhomme Richard.
Richard Breddy,
B-R-E-D-E.
I said that wrong.
Yeah, we probably fucked it up.
Okay.
Yeah, Bonhomme Richard.
That's his name.
Too soon? Is it too soon for that?
Hey, if it's funny, it's never too soon.
My boat caught on fire, and people were calling me the Miami Heat like the day after.
Dark humor. Dark humor.
Yeah.
The surface folks, they might not have the same sense of humor as us, though. So.
All right, speaking of dark humor, I'm going to share something that was a sea story that this is just kind of like, you're like, what? But at the same time, I feel like I remember this happening. It's just kind of in a different context. So it's very short, very sweet. So berthing was being stripped, and this guy was very smelly and stinky. So they dumped foot powder all over his rack and his shit and dumped out his pillow. And when they dumped out his pillow, another crew member's underwear fell out of his pillow.
Oh, gross. Wow, that's a lot.
Do you think he put them there himself?
Yeah.
What do you think he was doing with them?
I don't want to know.
Yeah.
Was it a hot rack? Was it a hot rack or was it like a single rack?
No, I'm pretty sure on this platform everyone has their own rack.
This was, I think this was in Chief's quarters.
Oh.
I'm not touching that one. I'm not touching that one.
I'm just joking. Or am I? I don't know. That's the next trivia question. If you can answer who had the underwear in their pillow, you.
Maybe Philip said he's still missing some of his draws.
So I'll share this. Speaking of underwear, so we were. I think this was deployment. We were, we had some people who were not toughing it out. They were just not going to make it. Unfortunately, some of these guys were in my division. Tried the best we can to like support them, get them going in the right direction, but they just didn't kind of adapt. So this one dude ended up getting off during a port call, or it was either BSP or something like that, and but it was like a medical issue. You know, quote, air quotes, medical issue. So I get told, I'm like,
you know what? It was a medical issue.
Okay.
But I remember what it was. No, he had some butt stuff going on.
Oh, that guy.
Well, anyway, so I get told that I need to go get his shit out of his rack by Doc. Doc's like, just like all serious, he's like, go grab his shit and get it to him, take it topside so we can get the fuck off the boat. So I go to his rack, grab his shit. There's there's like this very janky ass bag that's maybe like a foot tall. And he's got, first of all, he's like 4'11". So he's got these like Kid Gap pants, these black pants that like I hold up and they're not even as long as my arm. And then, and then his shoes and like a shirt, no underwear, a toothbrush, no toothpaste, bunch of cans of dip, and like a half broken stick of deodorant. And I was like, yo, I went back up to just make sure. I was like, where's the rest of the stuff? I was like, yo, where's the rest of your stuff? This is all I found. He was like, that's it. I was like, what? So we had already been out to sea for like months. And this dude had no underwear, no toothpaste, and like hardly any deodorant and no other clothes. So that means he was wearing the same shit for months. At that point, I was just like, good riddance, bro.
Yummy.
Yeah.
All right, let's another... Jesse, was it a female's underwear?
Yes, it was.
Oh, that makes it different. That makes it different.
From that sea story that I read, yeah, that was a female's underwear.
Oh. That changes everything, dude.
Jesse Barnes, you are correct. It was a female's underwear.
Too bad it wasn't a trivia question.
You win.
I deemed it a trivia question, and you won.
That makes me have a completely different perspective on having someone else's underwear in your pillowcase.
Yeah, because I was like, wait a second. But you know what? I'm not gonna sit here and judge.
I would highly judge someone who steals someone else's underwear from their rack.
You're right.
That's the extreme.
Oh god. Can we settle this hamsters debate once and for all?
No. What's the debate?
The debate is that there's no reason why you shouldn't like hamsters. I'm pretty sure we can put it to a vote right now. All in favor of hamsters, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
All, no. Exactly.
What about like a real like chicken cordon bleu, not like the boat shit?
The real one's legit.
What's wrong with the boat ones?
I mean, that shit's disgusting. Fuck you. It's gross. Hey, though, Nick and I did get off a ride, and I think we've had some of the best food we had.
It's not so.
Yeah.
So hold on a second. So we'll do it. First off,
I saw the pizza and wings that you posted.
Brian's ridiculous because he's clearly never had beets and rice like I have for a meal before in a submarine.
Yeah.
So give me hands. I'm all right with him. Yeah. So we were on board the good ship Washington. And their CS1, Ray White, who is a big fan here on Sailors and Sticks and Test Up also. So this guy was actually a cook at the White House before he came to Washington. Mm-hmm. So he told us all these cool stories. Yeah. He's cooked burgers for Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Yep.
He's cooked for obviously the Obamas and for the Trumps. And he told all these crazy stories, but I'm telling you guys, hands down, the best food every single meal was better than the last.
Dude, we had lobster mac and cheese on a boat.
Yeah, lobster mac and cheese.
Dang. Huh?
Yeah.
We got on board and they had made homemade donuts that had fucking maple syrup and bacon and like those duck donut ones, but like they were better. Like,
oh my god,
it was.
So is it just because you guys are writers, or do you do that all the time?
It's always on point, man.
Hey, man, the Washington, they bougie. they bougie.
I mean, it's not HMS John Warner, but they're pretty good.
That sounds delicious.
I was thinking about this the other night. When you guys go, you know, ride a submarine. Do people fanboy over y'all? Are they like, hey?
It doesn't have to be a submarine.
Yeah.
We've been stopped on the pier. We've been in buildings. Like, it's actually stupid. It is. But, hey, are you?
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, I've become Brian as Kim Kardashian. And people fucking know what we look like, unfortunately.
That's crazy.
Yes.
That's pretty dope, though. That's how you know that, like, Sailors and Sticks is going places, man. That's good.
Hey, that's man, good. Brian had somebody, hopefully the person's not listening, I'm going to embarrass him.
Yeah.
Brian had someone stop him in Kings Bay on the pier to take a photo with him.
Are you serious?
Oh, he was like,
check it out. It's a Stoners and Sticks car. Check it out.
Guy.
Yeah. Yeah. On the pier. I was like, okay.
Hey, don't stop me and take a photo.
That's hilarious. Heck yeah.
Ray Wright, the cook on Washington, said, keep the food good, the crew stays happy.
So that's true. That's
true, man.
That's facts.
It's a shitty menu.
Yeah.
Shitty cooks can really destroy a submarine by themselves.
I got a shout out freaking he's an officer now.
Yeah, he is.
CS Johnson at the time when I knew him.
He was a White House cook too.
Yeah. And he was really, really good, and he became an officer. And I think Mumford was there for him, right, before he left? Yeah.
I think so. Maybe for a little bit.
I got to FSA under him. I got to crank under him.
Yes. Now you have to say, you cranked back then. Yeah.
But Mumford used to hook it up with those donuts, too, on deployment. Something happened to Mumford where he just was like, you know what, I'm going above and beyond. He started making those donuts, and that's like the best thing when you wake up in the morning, or you wake up, you're about to go on watch, and the cooks do it up for you, and you don't even expect it, and like you're like, what? Yeah, like,
what the fuck is this?
I'm having what donuts before I go on watch. What? It was
awesome. But it also gets you mad, and you're like, wait a minute, this is your talent level. What? This is what?
Yeah. You better bring that A game every day.
And the next day it'll be like pancakes and soggy bacon.
Ray Wright and AJ Johnson is a warrant at the White House now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Who said that?
The Ray Wright, the guy we talked about, he's a cook on Washington, CS1.
Yeah.
That dude's fucking slamming, man. I'm telling me.
We said that if he didn't make chief this year, that we were going to call him McFadden and ask him to explain why.
Report.
Report status.
Of him not being chief select. Armand Owen said, until we tried to kill Munford.
Oh.
He ain't it was like Brett.
Okay. I got a trivia question.
Yeah, there's
got
to be a story behind this.
Okay, I got a trivia question. Who saved Mumford's life?
I looked at the podcast before, so I know this answer.
I wonder if I can find a better one for
it. It is. We had a whole thing about it.
Yeah, you got
we
a whole definitely talked about it.
So when he came back topside, I asked him, I was like, why'd you jump in there?
Got a fish?
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah, when he came back topside, I asked him, I was like, why'd you jump in there if you know you couldn't swim? He's like, I ain't never been no bitch. And I was like,
oh, shit.
Oh,
wait. God. Dan, you want to make that a real question? Give away some shit?
I don't think anybody's going to get it. Well, Armand will get it, but
he's not allowed to answer.
He's already won something.
Yeah, let's make it a question. Who say when, okay, so when Mumford got his fish, and he jumped overboard. I'll make this a two-part question.
What are they winning? What are they winning?
I don't know. You got the prizes, man. I got Yingling.
We got a bunch of shit over here.
So we got a five pack. We can do that.
Do the hat.
Do the hat.
Do the Scallywag hat.
All right, we'll do the Scallywag hat.
Ooh. All right. When Mumford got his dolphins pinned on his chest and he jumped overboard. This is a two-part. There's two answers to this. Who saved Mumford's life, and who almost died alongside Mumford? But no one noticed because all the attention was on Mumford.
We talked about this in the podcast.
You did.
Hey, so I have a question. So it's like, so this kid got his fish what, 3-4 years ago, something like that, maybe.
Probably four years ago.
So everyone's got cameras and shit these days. I've seen the photo. There's like 700 people topside. Like, is there video footage?
Yeah, there's gotta be
jumping in the water.
I can ask somebody and ask.
Jason Pittman just answered one part. He said Oliver almost died. CS3 Oliver jumped in with Munford and.
He can swim either.
and he was
also
swimming,
could not swim.
He was swimming back to the Jacob's ladder, and I was watching him. He was trying to swim forward, but he was going backwards. Like, how do you swim and go backwards?
Hey man, we were I think it was my first boat. We were doing a swim call, and the fucking boat started going away from us. There's like probably 20 of us in the water. And the cob's Joey Blackwell was a cob, and he's fucking yelling at us. He's like, you got to get fucking closer. We're like fucking treading water. So we start swimming. The submarine is like fucking leaving us. We're in the fucking Caribbean Ocean. And we're yelling at it. So it turned out the officer deck, I guess, forgot we were doing a fucking swim call in order to fucking one fucking bell track down the fucking Caribbean Ocean. And so we get there. And it was on a SSBN. So they have like this little turtleback thing. So we finally climb on, but the boat had been making way through the water. So we're like, man, just getting smacked, just smacked in the face. And it was like, so we got yelled at and we got smacked in the face for the officer deck driving the submarine away from us.
Armand Owen says verifying stereotypes. Hey, first of all, I can fucking swim. I'm a goddamn certified scuba diver. So I can swim, goddamn it.
Hey, it was just those two guys. Hey, are we calling Jason the winner on that one?
Well, he didn't answer the other part of the question.
He only got part of it.
Yeah, he didn't answer the whole thing.
But I mean, he can win because
Jason, you better pipe up so you can win.
Yeah,
Jason, what was the other part?
Or anybody else?
I mean, he was on the podcast, and I've seen the photo.
Yeah.
Moments before Mumford fucking jumped overboard. You know what's funny is I've seen that photo, and because I had rode you guys back in like 2016, I think.
It was very close to that time frame.
Phillips Johnson and Reggie and fucking, I think YN3 or YN2. He's probably like a chief now, too.
Mm-hmm. YN2.
Williams?
Yeah. I was just like,
Williams is first class now?
Yeah.
You know, and obviously Pittman.
So he says Shelly is the hero that saved them.
Mm-hmm. All right,
is that true?
I just want to clarify, I'm the hero.
All right.
I do what I have to do. This is the fucking Navy, and you're the fucking boss.
Sir. Heroes go above and beyond. Jim, I was just doing my job.
Have done Navy SEAL movie.
Jason, you want a hat?
You got a hat.
But, Jason, the same thing goes for that went with Armand. You have to send us a watch because we're sending you the hat. That's just the rules.
Craziest.
The way we play the game.
Hey, it said our Instagram video ended. Is there, like, a time limit?
I don't know. Let me go check it out.
I think we got kicked out because it's too long.
That's what she said.
Yeah, that's so. What she said.
Said no one ever.
Armand said we're verifying stereotypes. I know for a fact Parham can swim, too.
Yeah. I know he can swim, too. That's two black people. I can swim, and he can swim.
I think it really kind of depends on where you're from. Like, everybody where I'm from knows how to swim because I live on by the ocean. But if you don't live near like a body of water where it's normal to swim.
Yeah, I'm from North Carolina, man. I grew up swimming.
At the pool club,
goddamn it.
The Huxmans.
Yeah, with the Huxmans and the Banks family. Swim, goddamn it.
So Brandon Lindsay, it's time for your swim.
My swim lessons. Armand Owen says he can swim too.
Well,
why is he over here talking about stereotypes then?
Hey, you gotta, Parham, you gotta go back and go live on Instagram. Owen said you only get an hour.
So Mike Harrison always said only city people can't swim.
Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah, so like all my New York people, I know they can't swim.
They can't drive either.
Yeah. Swim, do that thing.
In Munford's defense, he was in full uniform, and I'm pretty sure boots as well.
Oh, shit. Pittman said Cobb Leggett couldn't swim.
Who said that?
Pittman said that. The people's captain.
Hey, he's... You can't be calling out Cobb Leggett like that, man. You can't be calling out Cobb Leggett like that.
Then he couldn't swim.
Oh, man, that's funny.
Ross says he's a certified lifeguard. He's from New York.
See?
Oh, I want to see that certification. Yeah. Ross Brown. I want to see the certification.
Is there like a limitation? Like you can only do it in like a 12-foot pool?
I know Reggie Ritchie. He can swim for a short amount of time.
Like doggy paddle?
Yeah, but not for very long.
Okay. Jason Pittman says Mumford didn't have his boots on.
Oh, he didn't? I was too.
He had a poopy suit on. They teach you how to swim with the poopy suit in boot camp.
Yeah. You should have known.
Why didn't he load up with water?
You can't blame him. There was no continuing right? training to go.
Oh, I'm sorry. So. Air. I meant air.
I got you. He had water.
He had plenty of water.
What kind of diver are you, Josh?
Ross Brown says Olympic size pool. So he's certified lifeguard in Olympic size pool.
I bet that's why he's a one officer. He put that shit in his officer package.
Yeah, W4.
That's how you make Olympic-sized pool lifeguard.
That's how you make W4.
Select me.
That's how you make W4.
Hey, brothers, so, go ahead and then request to join that live stream on Instagram, and I'll accept it.
Him it says, I was checking that shit. Man had me nervous.
He was cheering him on. He was up there like, you got this, Mumford?
Oh, freaking, he was giving him the biggest freaking pep talk. He's like, you worked hard to get your Dolphins, now you're gonna work hard to get to the Jacob's ladder. Let's go.
I bet he was shitting bricks. He's like, oh, this motherfucker's about to die.
Yeah,
they're gonna take my keys.
So this is gonna sound super selfish of me. I was like, oh dude, I'm getting a freaking NAM. And they're like, nope, Dunham turned a wrench. Give him a fucking NAM. Boom.
I mean, the only reason you were there was for that exact thing. So.
Oh, yeah, I did my job. I didn't deserve a NAM for doing my job, but I just wanted to throw some shade at Dunham.
Hey, Nick, are you sending that?
Yeah.
I'm supposed to send it somewhere?
No, he invited you.
No, he didn't.
No, I didn't. Request to join live, and then I'll...
Request to join live.
Yeah, go to live.
Got it. I'm good. Figuring it out. Got it. Right. Yeah. There's got to be a more efficient way than having 17.
Yeah, we got you. With
two phones,
yeah.
A Mac, an iPad, with the Apple TV fucking screening and the TV in the bar.
It's the first one, man. Just let us do our thing. It's good.
I felt like, so for those in the podcast land, Ellison and Brian were talking this morning, like fucking 3 hours ago. That figures out. And setting this up felt like a Submariner fucking evolution. Like,
oh, it was.
We've known about this for like a month and a half, but we acted like we just found out 2 hours. Yeah, I was bored for we have some fancy microphones that we're giving with the XLR connections and all that stuff, but we didn't have a board, right? So we got off the submarine at like 8 o'clock on Wednesday, and then like 9 o'clock, we're like Amazon, like, what's the fastest fucking board that here? So we went in and ordered it. We don't know how to use it. The USB input doesn't work. Like, clearly not smart enough. We're just, you know, whatever. We didn't know what link we were doing, what video platform we were going to use. I did not know that we were going to have a MacBook, an iPad, and a fucking phone, like, all out. And I kept asking Brian, like, are we good? He's like, yeah, we're good. Like, Brian always says everything's good.
It'll all work itself out.
Podcast? He's like, yeah, we're good.
Yeah, Nick came in all pissed off. He's like, I don't know how the fuck we're going to do this. I'm like, we'll just figure it out, man. He's like, this feels like A-Gang doing pre-underways, and we don't have any fucking part. He was just like, I don't know what you guys are doing, but I'm getting the fuck out of here. Like,
I was probably like super quiet in the very beginning of the podcast. That was because I was trying to look up submarine trivia questions.
Everybody's deciding to air out their dirty laundry now. Listen, guys, we don't have our shit together, right? We're just normal people like you.
Hey, like an hour before the podcast, I was deadlifting. So.
I was like messaging Dan and Josh, like, hurry the fuck up and get home so we can test.
I was like, I'm at the gym. I'll hit you up in a minute.
Oh, man. It's good fucking times.
But my gains are more important than this shit.
Yeah. And then I complicated it because the timeline was 9 o'clock, but then the game five's on today. And I told Brian, I said, we're going to not do a podcast before I miss this game.
Yeah. So yeah, we gotta catch LeBron winning it all tonight. So
thanks for you guys flexing on that.
Yeah. You're right.
Ellison was the brains behind all that shit. I never really. Me and Dan don't do shit but just show up.
Yeah, I don't do anything. I just show up.
This is why it is the way it is. I got another C story that I want to share. If we have time.
Yeah, we got time.
All right, cool. So this one's pretty short and sweet too, but this one's kind of like one of those oh shit moments. So second ever underway, the ship got an air bubble in the stern planes and went to full rise. We were at test depth, quote test depth, and going 5 knots. Everyone did the correct immediate actions, but that depth and speed, they had an adverse effect. So let's just say we ended up at 125% of test depth before we started going up. By the time we had uncontrolled surface, we had a 65-degree up angle.
To the roof.
65-degree up angle.
Hey, that's every cop's fucking dream for fucking making sure the ship's stowed and ready for sea. That's that 65-degree up angle.
Oh. I bet there was shit flying everywhere. Here in toolboxes. Rolling around CSES.
People just falling straight through passageways. God dang. All right. I need to give away another prize. Let's do another trivia. Shit. Okay.
I think we'll do one more on our end as well.
All right. How many? Do we got any viewers to win anything?
Oh, yeah. Instagram. Instagram has some viewers.
Yeah. Facebook's got 20.
It's kind of like gone in and out.
So I didn't expect people to stay very long. We've been here for about an hour already.
Yeah.
We'll probably wrap it up because I know you guys got stuff to do.
Dude, how freaking badass would it be if the Lakers were able to pull it off the same year that freaking Kobe passed away?
Oh, it's about to happen.
I think that's why they're about to win.
Yeah. That's 3-1 right now, right?
Yeah. And they got the Mamba jerseys tonight. It's over.
So real quick, so I was stressing out because, I mean, the whole Kobe thing. Obviously, I'm a hardcore Lakers fan, and you can't talk me out of saying that Kobe's not number one over Jordan, and that's just my opinion, right? Whatever. But it was stressing me out because I was like, freaking Lakers are about to sweep these guys, and we were underway on the boat, and Game 4 was we were underway. And I was like, everything's been crazy with this season, right? With COVID and then the bubble and all that. And I'm going to win the fucking championship. And I'm going to be underway on a submarine. Mind you, I checked in the squadron like at breakfast.
Yep.
Like I'd been there like 4 days and Brian's like, pack a sea bag, run away. Like, I have not met the Commodore yet. Yeah. I don't have a badge. Like, and they're like, get underway, Seabiscuit.
Welcome to Seabiscuit life.
But, so, anyways, I don't even know what game Miami won, but I'm glad they won a game because right now I got to watch it tonight.
Heck yeah. All right. So, trivia question. So, this one's going to be for another trucker hat in whichever color you choose. We got the black and white, and we got the OD green. I'm wearing one right now. All right. So, on the Only on the Mid-Watch podcast, who was the guest of our 6th episode, and where did their Navy career begin?
Oh. Mm. Well, I can know that one.
Meaning, like, what type of duty was their first duty?
It's the duty.
Leave it to Josh.
Oh man. Oh, we got John Rennie in here. John Rennie, I just ordered your book. It came in the other day.
Yo, shout out to John Rennie. Thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah.
Hey, so has to help the combine like 50 people that are on right now, has that person's name been dropped on this podcast yet?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I thought. Although that, like, four people at least.
Yeah. That's a lot. That's a lot of people.
You could just go to our podcast and see which is on episode 6.
That's why trivia is so fun. It's so easy to win free prizes.
They said it was episode 6, the musician. Fucking label.
Yeah. Oh.
He's like, what the fuck? Well, he is, actually.
He said Leibel is an IT.
Leibel said Jason Pittman. But I think he's wrong.
He's wrong.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't Pittman.
Nope.
Didn't think so. Wrong, Leibel.
He said FU radio.
Oh, working on that, we were on this ride, and there was an officer. We were reading the bios. We're not going to name names, so protect the innocent.
Leave them out.
And we were reading the bios, and I was like, "What the hell?" And I was going through, and I was on the false perception that all like the submarine officers had to like get like an engineering degree.
Right.
That was the thing, right? So his degree was like classical Christianity, which I didn't even know that was a degree path.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
but he was, and I was like, classical Christianity, you can be on a submarine with that. And then someone was like, I know a musician that was a captain of a submarine. And I was like, oh.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
I guess so.
Touche.
Legal says, how dare you, I'm an IT now. And then Jason says, you should know, there was a female ITS.
Yep. That's come true. On, somebody not named Jason Pittman. Oh, I do know. Yeah, I think.
Leibel says he does know. He thinks he does.
Leibel, oh my God, you're pulling teeth here.
Spit it out.
In the time it took to have this conversation with Jason Pittman, you could have pulled up the podcast. Yeah.
Okay, episode. I feel bad because the person's probably watching this show and they're just like, oh my God.
Leibel might be going on deployment if you keep fucking lying.
He ain't lying. Leibel's packing a seat bag. That's why he can't pull up the podcast.
David Phillips, Jesse Barnes.
Yeah.
Wait, that
was one part of the question, though. You got to answer the other part.
Where did her career start? David and...
Somebody better go.
Seabag Leibel.
Oh, that's going to be tough. If they didn't actually listen to that episode, that's going to be tough. We could probably work something out.
All right, let's set a time limit on this thing. If he doesn't get it, we'll spill the beans and then give him the prize.
All right.
We don't give them the prize because not everyone gets a trophy.
Well, whoever gets the right answer before this guy does then gets the prize.
Yeah. What do you say, like, 5 minutes?
What was the
prize? What? 5 minutes?
How about
2 minutes?
1 minute.
How about
one
30
minute.
Seconds?
You get 1 minute.
10 seconds.
So people are like, yeah, Cedric is like, hey, I need a hat and a patch.
Yeah.
We're in the middle of a podcast. Yeah. You're like, yo, can I get an order in real quick?
Hey, he's bold. Yes, I like
yeah.
it.
Mike Harrison said he looked at the title.
That's right. That means he actually listened to it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Why did you listen to the damn podcast, Leibel?
How come Mike Harrison doesn't know? Because he sits at the cigar shop every day. At least he could have useless knowledge like on what happens on podcast.
All right. So I'll go ahead and spill the beans. So Jesse started in the surface community as an IT and then put in her package to come to the submarine community. And that was like the whole gist of that show. But we're good people here at Test Depth and Solution Sticks, so we'll go ahead and send you the prize. And who was that won that one?
David Phillips. He said she was an IT on shore duty. Don't give this motherfucker no prize. He said she's an IT on shore duty.
Surface community is surface community.
The prize is revoked.
We'll get it to him.
Yeah.
Give him some coal. Give him some
Didn't
coal.
He win something, though?
He wants
Yeah. All right. I guess we'll give it to him.
Oh, it's even worse now because Leibel's like, it's sad because I've spoken to her many times and I don't know where she started.
Wow.
This is terrible.
You have plenty of time to listen to those podcasts when you're on the board.
Someone take the shovel from them.
Download.
Oh shit! I have one more prize to give, but you guys got the next one. Yeah, this is the 15 fathom prize.
We don't have to give away everything. What do you want to do?
Five pack. Yeah, we got to do the 15 fathoms prize. Give those guys a shout out.
Yeah. Hey, shout out to 15 Fathoms. So if you guys don't know, I'm sure a lot of you guys do, but if there are any divers in here, qualified scuba divers in the submarine community, or any divers that listen to us, and either way, 15 Fathoms was started by a Navy diver. Yeah, Tommy McConnell, Deep Sea. He was on our podcast, one of our first episodes, actually. He's a great guy. And so he the prizes that he's offering are a hat from their website, and they've got like this what's that thing called, the dive emblem with the big old helmet? I don't know what.
Is it Mark V?
I think it's a Mark V, but it's basically like
Mark V.
Okay, well that's Jesus a challenge. That's the challenge coin, and it's like a keychain as well. And it's a bottle opener as well. So he's giving that away, as well as a hat. So that's going to be our next prize. But you guys got the floor.
Okay.
I'm
going to go. No, you go ahead. But we're giving away this five pack. We got a five pack of Deliverance here from Scallywags. We got our own sticker, Scallywag sticker. And we got a cutter in here from Psycho Cigars. So that'll be going out to everyone's this one.
Damn, I'm going to win that one.
So, on one of our podcasts, there was a question posed that if there was a movie made about our lives, who would play us? Like, who would be the lead actor? So, for me, it was Matthew McConaughey. What did Brian say would be the actor that would play him in a movie?
Matthew McConaughey. This is more like Ben Affleck, I feel like.
Ben Affleck,
damn, he just fucking. All white people look the same.
He said Ben.
All white people look the same. You white, you Ben Affleck.
He bumped you down.
I remember listening to that. That was hilarious. Because I wish I was there in the room when you guys were recording that. I wanted to chime in so bad.
For Lawrence.
They're just saying random
black guys. Yeah, random black guys. Kevin Hart. Rock. Everybody.
Oh, my God.
Will Smith. I'm like half the size of Will Smith.
Bad Santa L. There you go, Gary.
Gary won.
Gary won it.
Yeah.
The Bad the
midget,
Santa L.
The midget from Bad Santa.
There you go.
What's that dude's name?
I don't know.
I have no clue what his name is.
Nobody knows what his name is.
I can't remember.
He's just the short elf guy from Bad Santa.
That you always know when no matter what you see him in.
Yeah. He was in Friday. He was in Bad Santa. All right, Gary, you won this.
He was in Me, Myself, and Irene also.
He was.
Oh, man, I haven't seen that movie in probably 20 years.
I don't think I've ever seen that movie.
I don't know how you guys are all probably definitely younger than me, but
definitely. You know,
this weekend is the 20th anniversary of Linkin Park's first record.
What?
Oh, yeah, man.
God rest Chester's soul.
Yeah. Oh,
boy. Yeah. That is nuts to me, man. Because I feel like Linkin Park came out like 5 years ago when I was in high school.
One of the first birthdays that I remember actually getting gifts. One of the gifts I got was a Linkin Park CD.
Did you even like it?
Oh fuck yeah, I liked it. Are you kidding me?
Oh, okay.
Young kids out there, CDs, what music used to be on.
Somebody says Nick should be Billy Bob Thornton.
See, I think Billy Bob Thornton, he's got more swag than most. So I can't agree with that.
He's too old.
Billy Bob Thornton's a stud.
Tony Cox is his name. So the name of the midget. So we'll call him that.
I think it's spoken little person.
a little elf.
All right, so for a 15 fathoms hat and that Mark V challenge coin, bottle opener, keychain, this is the trivia question.
What is
the phrase on Test Depth's website across the banner?
Oh, this is so easy. All you gotta do is go to our website.
All you got to do is go to our website or order one of our shirts. It says it on the back.
If you go to testup.com now, you can pay full price for a t-shirt.
Go to www.teamtestup.com.
Yeah.
Help us out. That banner across the top, what does it say?
Who's got it? Dan looks like he wants to answer.
No.
Hold on, let me look at something real quick.
Well, this has been fun, guys. I can't wait to watch this game tonight, though.
Yeah, that game's going to be dope.
Oh, show. And we got to figure out a better system.
Dude, someone's got to get this quick. I don't know how they're not faster with their fingers.
Hey, so while they're Googling real quick,
yeah,
do you guys, so if LeBron wins tonight, do you think winning a championship, three different teams with three completely different rosters, is just as good, or if not better, than Jordan winning six with the same system, the same coach, and the same players?
I have a very strong opinion on this. I think people who try to say that he's not even in the same conversation and discount how great LeBron James is just refuses facts.
They're just haters. Yeah, they're gonna hate on them no matter what. They're gonna say if he wins, they're gonna say the season was different. It's a no win for LeBron no matter what. If he wins, they're gonna hate on him.
If you hate LeBron James, you just don't like very great people.
No.
Yeah.
You don't like seeing people who do things better than you.
Yeah, my thing with that is, Cleveland, for Christ's sake. He won a championship in Cleveland.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And then they said he couldn't do it in the West, and he did it. And they're like, oh, he can't do that shit in the West, and he's fucking here.
Mm-hmm. And I don't want to hear this shit about the shortened season, because everybody had the same set of rules to play. You know what I mean? Like, nobody played less games or more games or whatever. Everybody had to figure out COVID. Everybody had to stay at the Disney Resort.
Yep.
No fans. So, I don't really care.
Oh, yeah. Armando says LeBron is on Mount Rushmore for sure. Facts.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Did anyone get this damn answer?
No. Now we're getting all the comments for LeBron. And Jordan.
LeBron is definitely up there.
Jason, I do agree with what you said there, but different time also.
No, I think you're talking about top three. And you can mix and move them around, but it's got to be LeBron, Michael, and Kobe in the conversation, man. Like, it's regardless of which one you pick as your top one, those are my top three no matter what.
Kobe won two championships, but with Pau Gasol and Meta World Peace.
Yeah.
Just think about that for a minute.
Yeah.
He won back-to-back championships with Pau Gasol and Meta World Peace. The dude wasn't even Ron Artest anymore.
Meta World Peace.
Also, I feel like people, like, when they talk about LeBron, they try to act like they don't remember the fact that he came into the NBA as a phenom, like this, like, prodigy.
Yeah.
And, like, they act like his talent, like, I don't know, they feel like his greatness kind of got stale overhearing him in the NBA for so long, and they're just like, oh, he's old news. No, he's still the same kid that was a prodigy that is just sharpening his toolkit as he goes along in the NBA.
He's played some of the best basketball I've seen him play, too.
Hey, so, hold on, I gotta go to a looks like somebody answered twice.
Yeah, it said Phillips he was.
I'm tired of this guy winning everything.
No, Dave Phillips can't win again.
All right, so Dave Phillips said it three times. He said, wait for it.
Dave Phillips can't win. It's got to be somebody else.
I don't even see.
No, I don't see his other one.
No, he didn't put it.
Yeah.
You know what? If everybody else is too lazy to look it up.
Phillips has answered twice, but I don't see his answer.
No, I don't. Me neither.
Well, Phillips is about to walk away with a bunch of gear, I guess.
It says looking at shirts. That's not it.
It says looking at shirts. That's all it says.
What?
Armand Hohen says it should be submarines and other shit.
All right. www.teamtestdepth.com. The answer.
So Legal said, who the fuck are you?
Yes.
There you go.
Lebel is the winner.
You said Lebel or Legal?
Lebel.
Yeah, Lebel won.
Lebel, you won something. So you can wear it while you're on deployment.
That's right. There you go.
Underway t-shirt.
Underway t-shirt. I hope you like wearing diver shit.
That's funny. And to answer, Jason Pittman asked, without Jordan, would you have Kobe? And in short, the answer is no, because Kobe was so motivated by Jordan. So I don't know if Kobe could have tapped into what he did. And I don't know if LeBron, because LeBron's had to deal with having the Kobe-Jordan stuff on him his whole career also. So, because he's always been compared to Jordan, and then Kobe was right there. So, it still takes you back to Jordan, and Jordan still has
that still thing, man.
Fucking 30 years later. So, all right, so Legal won his underway t-shirt.
Yep. Underway t-shirt.
What else do we got going on here? We're hitting an hour and a half. That's probably pretty close to what we wanted to
do. Yeah, I was just figuring we were going to wrap it up at this point. We had a great time. I'm sorry for everybody out there listening. I had to experience those technical difficulties in the beginning with all that echo. The shit's not perfect yet, but we'll figure it out as we go. We thank you guys for listening either way and tuning in. It was a blast.
Michael Harrison said, yay, more ugly face cigar pics from Lebo. And Jim McMurray wants to know, is there a GoFundMe?
No, we're setting this up.
Fuck no.
Yes. Brian doesn't get to decide this. Brian does not get to decide. The GoFundMe is going to happen.
Hey,
he already made the commitment.
Yeah.
I'm going to take him there.
Yeah.
I may record a podcast while he's getting it done.
And then whoever makes the biggest donation, they might get a prize, right?
Jim Murray's going to pay for my tattoo.
Whoever makes the biggest donation gets to pick the tattoo.
Oh, man. Jim Murray says he's in.
Yeah.
We're fucked, dude.
We aren't getting chance game tattoos. You are.
I'm fucked.
What do you mean we?
I hope you look forward to this shit.
Oh, he's going to happen. Jim Murray says 500.
Oh, he's
This is about to be so elaborate. Oh, my God. Man. All right, guys. Well,
just so you know, I hate all you motherfuckers. God damn it.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for joining us on this show. Thank you guys for coming out and listening to Sillies and Sticks and Test Depth. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of comments continue to roll in. We're going to go ahead and call it. So I'm Ellison signing off.
Thanks, y'all. Appreciate you.
Yeah, have a good one.
All right, guys. Cheers. Go Lakers.
We out.
This was a really fun episode. Apologize for the delayed post. I actually forgot about it and forgot that I didn't put it on. But there it is. Episode 10, Sailors and Sticks Podcast. We out.